Hi, I'm Carl Azuz for CNN Student News. We're happy to see you. It's Monday, April 7th, and we are going all over the world today, starting in Afghanistan. There was a big election there on Saturday, one that would determine the country's next president. Afghanistan's been led by President Hamid Karzai since 2001. That's when a U.S.-led coalition kicked out Afghanistan's former rulers, the Taliban, who were protecting terrorists. The Taliban threatened voters in the run-up to this election with violence. At least 20 people were killed by insurgent attacks across the country. But that, combined with bad weather, couldn't keep people from the voting booths. There were a couple front-runners for the title of president. Preliminary results will be announced at the end of the month. But some say that no matter who wins, the people will.
Standing in the rain, some waiting for hours, the people of Afghanistan lined up, each holding their voting card, their ticket to democracy.
We work for him to win the future. We want to build a future for this man.
It was hoped that President Karzai would provide that future during his 12 years in office. But it's now his successor who these Afghans are banking on. How does it feel to be here tonight?
Fantastic. Proud, happy, successful. I feel really good because I believe today is my day. Today is the day which is people of Afghanistan can go and vote it freely.
Following weeks of high-profile attacks and Taliban threats to disrupt these elections, the capital was on lockdown. Every man, woman and child searched before entering the polling station. Inside, voters queued again, this time to dip their forefinger into the ink before being given the ballot papers.
Today I came here to select my next president, and I hope to be a good person and to help the people and to survive the people and to bring change to Afghanistan.
Voter turnout exceeded expectations. More than 50% of eligible voters cast their ballot. Remarkably, one-third of them were women. Several polling stations ran out of ballots and voting hours were extended by an hour due to heavy turnout. The resilience of these people is truly inspiring. Despite all the attacks and threats of violence, Afghans have turned out in encouraging numbers to cast their vote at polling stations around the country. They strongly believe that after so many years of war, they too deserve a peaceful and brighter future.
Democratic elections are also taking place in what's known as the world's largest democracy. India is officially a federal republic. Its population is 1.2 billion people, the second highest population in the world. And because more than 814 million of them are eligible to vote, the election that's starting in India today is being called the biggest election the world's ever seen. Opinion polls show that the political party that's led India for the last 10 years could be in trouble. The economy has slowed down. There have been some high-profile scandals involving corruptions. And about 30% of the population lives in poverty. So change is in the air. But with so many people voting, this election happens in phases. The last one of those ends on May 12th, and the results should be in by May 16th. The plane hasn't been found, but the mystery about what happened to Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 has gotten deeper. A Malaysian government official says after the plane's transponder stopped sending tracking information, the jet flew a wayward path around Indonesian airspace. Was it taken this way intentionally to avoid radar? As investigators consider that, two search ships might have picked up a signal over the weekend. They were in two different search areas in the Indian Ocean. What they heard might have been the ping that flight data recorders send off after a plane goes down. The ships can't confirm this is what they picked up, and the batteries powering the signal only last a month or so. The flight disappeared on March 8th. More ships are headed to these areas west of Australia to listen in. The search has been massive. The cost of doing it, massive.